With Syrian refugees continuing to flock into Lebanon, politicians are now sounding an alarm that regional and international leaders must assist the country when it comes down to the refugee crisis impacting Lebanon. Lebanese Social Affairs Minister Rashid Derbas said in a recent speech that Lebanon can no longer tolerate the burden of the dramatic amount of Syrian refugees without sufficient international aid, slamming the international and Arab community for failing to assist.
We open our borders for refugees to come, and some Tafiris have crossed into Lebanon. The large number of refugees in Lebanon poses a threat because we weren't prepared for such an influx. Even those nations who are against the Syrian government and put a lot of money on supporting Tafiris don't fund Syrian refugees.
The United Nations Refugee Agency believes countries that are developed and able to accommodate refugees in better circumstances must assist Lebanon.
Lebanon indeed cannot accommodate more refugees at this pace with this limited support that it's receiving from the international community. There is need for further support on the financial level and in terms of burden sharing with Lebanon, which we mean by that having countries that are developed and able to accommodate refugees in better circumstances receive them temporarily until they're able to return back to Syria.
Today, Lebanon has the largest number of Syrian refugees, despite being one of the weakest and smallest Arab countries. This has made many to believe the country can no longer address such a crisis, which has inflicted damage on the Lebanese economy and security.
Beirut has once again expressed concern about the increasing number of Syrian refugees in Lebanon. The Lebanese government says the country does not have the resources and infrastructure to support all these people. Some are now blaming regional and international leaders for failing to help Lebanon in this regard. Lemis Karut, Press TV, Beirut.